Sawney was staring at her, patting his precious bundle.
Oh, yes, I've got the Tagarung. Do you know how to greet him in the old Juska tongue? Zan Juskarath Tagarung. That's what you say. Let me hear you say it, Antigra.
Antigra's eyes blazed hate as she spat out the phrase.
Zan Juskarath Tagarung.
The smile on Sawney's face was far more fearsome than any hateful glance she could give. Antigra felt herself tremble as he drew the blade from his belt.
Zan, great warrior. That is one of our new Tagarung's titles by right. I won't have another creature taking the name. You will call your brat Groven after his foolish father. It's either that or I bury you both here. Take my word for it.
Antigra lowered her eyes, bowing to Sawney Rathswill.
Groven he shall be.
A moment later the camp lay deserted, the dust motes drifting down onto the sun-warm ground. There was not a trace of any beast in the silent glade. It was as if Sawney Rath and his Juskarath clan had never been there. 10 times the sun had set over Edwall Abbey since Rilflag's ill-fated journey. Old Hogg, the ancient Dormouse gatekeeper, held his lantern high. A brawny skipper of otters, native his crew, entered. Hogg pulled up the cowl of his habit as damp spots fell from the dark, cloud-banked night sky.
That rain is going to get heavy. Wouldn't surprise me if a storm broke soon. Well, Skip, still no sign of him, eh?
The big otter placed his tattooed paws against the gate and slammed it shut, knocking down the long wooden bar and locking it. He shouldered his javelin wearily and prepared to follow his crew beasts up to the abbey.
Not a trace, matey,
he called back to Hogg.
Not a single flippin' whisker. And this rain ain't going to improve our chances tomorrow.
As the crew seated themselves around a table in the kitchen, a flash of lightning illuminated the stairway to Great Hall. Skipper waited until he heard a distant rumble of thunder.
'Twill hit here before midnight, I reckon.
Friar Bob hovered anxiously about a fat young squirrel who was pushing a food-laden trolley into the kitchen.
Watch what you're doing, Broggle. You'll spill the washy shrimp and hot root soup. And mind that dip in the floor, you dozy beast.
Skipper turned his gaze on the hapless Broggle, lowering his eyebrows and showing a row of clenched teeth in mock menace.
Is some beast spilling good water shrimp and hot root soup?
Broggle pushed the trolley to the table, trembling.
No, sir. I ain't spilled a drop, sir.
Skipper's face broke into a huge grin as he hugged the young kitchen assistant to him.
Well done, bucko. Serve it up and have some yourself.
Broggle shook his head vigorously as Skipper released him.
No, sir. 'Tis too hot for me. I made it just for the way you like it.